Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And I thank God for being here this morning. Thank God for every one of you. I really do give God praise and glory and honor. I thank God for Pastor and Sister Lincoln for this opportunity. And as you say, we go way back. Back in the 80s, we lived in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And we would come to Dallas every weekend. I don't know, close 6 months or so. But they opened up their home to my family with three small children. And they opened it up. And we just grew and grew and grew closer together as real brothers and sisters. And so I really appreciate them. Appreciate the Lord for my wife being here, Brenda. Amen. Travel this distance with me from Mississippi. Yeah. And two friends from our church, our home church in Greenville, Martha Clara Bailey and Minister Martha Joyner, they wanted to come down to be with us as well. And we appreciate the Lord for our pastor, Pastor Jackie Davis at Unity Faith Church in Greenville. Just saying, they need a break. Go ahead and go with him. Yeah, because they work them there in Greenville. But I'm just glad to be here today. Last night, we ministered the word on Behold the Lamb of God, because I think this is a chance, this is a time in the world, events that we need to realize who is the one who saved us, who is the one who keeps us, who is the one who delivered us. And as I begin to hear and listen to the songs that were sang today, lifting up the Lord, and that one particular song about that foundation. So my prayer today is that this will be a word, a message that will encourage those that are already on this foundation of Jesus Christ to be encouraged to stay on that foundation. And maybe some of you have not gotten on the foundation. You've heard about it, but you hadn't really gotten on that foundation. Hopefully this will encourage you to realize that that is a sure, solid foundation that I need to be on. And we're going to turn to the book of Luke, the 19th chapter, starting at the first verse. Very, very familiar scripture and story. Luke 19 and start the first verse. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. He entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief. Sometimes we have to stop and listen to words when the scriptures are being spoken. He was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. You might ask, what does that have to do with anything? But I think we'll find out that even though this man was considered prominent, considered rich, that he had a desire that we all should have. He had a hunger and a thirst for something and for someone that we all should have. So he was chief among the publicans, third verse, and he sought to see Jesus. He sought to see Jesus. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. But he couldn't because of the press, a lot of people around. He was, I guess, what we would call vertically challenged. He wasn't as tall as many. And he couldn't see Jesus because of all the people around him. But he still didn't let that stop him. He didn't let what some may have considered an inconvenience stop him from seeing Jesus. How many times do we allow things or people stop us from seeing the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? How often do we allow things in our personal life to keep us away from him? But this man, regardless to his position in life, his prominency, his financial well-off, he wanted to see Jesus, who he was. And so because he couldn't see Jesus ground level, the fourth verse tells us he ran before and climbed up into a tree to see him. Now think about, as I said, this prominent man, this rich man, wanted to see Jesus. And he wanted to see him so bad, he was willing to run ahead and then climb up in a sycamore tree because he wanted to see Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but I would say that's determination. Would you say that's the same thing? How many of us could say today that that's the type of determination we have, that we want to see Jesus? Now, I'm going to be taking as a thought today, seeking after Jesus. Now, the thing that caught my attention, first of all, to this is that he wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus. That's important that we hear that. He wanted to see Jesus, who he was. Fifth verse says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, the crowd saw it, they all murmured, saying that he is going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by a false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. The thing that caught my attention about this story is that Zacchaeus put forth the effort to get to Jesus. Jesus could have just showed up at his house one day, but he put forth the effort. That gets me to understand that we really have to put forth some effort. And sometimes we really don't put forth no effort to be with the Lord, or to see, or to experience, or to eat, to feast on the things of God. But we have to put forth that effort. The scripture tells us that if we seek, we'll find. If we knock, then the door will be open. Are we willing to seek after the things of God? Are we willing to knock on the door for the things of God? Or are we just saying, Lord, I'll just sit back and whatever happens in life, so let it be done. But it's very important that we do like Zacchaeus. He wanted to see Jesus. Now, his first mindset was, I just want to see him. I don't want a relationship with him. I just want to see who he is. I've heard so much about this man. I've heard about the miracles and the healings and all these things, his fame. Jesus was a popular man, and I just want to see him. Now, we have to ask ourselves, is that the point where we are? I just want to see him? Or do we want more than just, I just want to see him? I just want to shake his hand, and I'll be happy and all right. And I thought about this when Jesus came down, went to Zacchaeus' house. Zacchaeus began to confess. Conviction came on him. Lord, I'm going to return everything fourfold, and if I have taken anything wrongly, I'm going to give it back. When you're in the presence of Jesus, truly in the presence of Jesus, conviction comes automatically. When we get into his presence, Jesus didn't have to say, Zacchaeus, you're doing people wrong. Zacchaeus, you're rich because you treated people. Jesus didn't have to beat him down. He didn't have to condemn him. All Zacchaeus did was get in his presence. And how many know that we need to seek to be in the presence of Jesus? We need to seek to be in his presence at all time, because he brings a conviction that brings change in our lives. He brings such a conviction that can take us off a rough road to a smooth path. That doesn't mean you're not going to have troubles in life, because we all know better than that. But that means that if you're on a path where there's trouble, you've got somebody on that trouble road with you. There's a song that used to say, he's like a bridge over troubled waters. And that's what Jesus is. Years ago when I lived here, I worked on the Walker Texas Ranger show. Some of y'all might have heard of it. But I worked on that show for about 3 years as an extra. Then after that, I started working in the security department as security. at the front desk. And when I got deposition, I was able to gain access to the entire building, all the offices, all the actors, all the cast members and everything. Pretty much knew them all. One day, as I was there, we were sitting eating lunch. I walked outside to the lunch truck to get some seconds. You know, we got to have seconds. So I was outside getting my seconds. And out standing by himself, nobody else around, was Chuck Norris getting his food. So I walked up to him, began to engage a conversation with him. I asked him about a gift I had sent to him the previous Christmas. He said, "Oh, yeah, man, I got it. I love it, too. It's in my office." So one day I decided to go in his office, see if he was there. And it was in there. He told the truth. But I had heard about Chuck Norris for years, and most of us have. But even after striking up that conversation with him, even after talking to him, I cannot tell you truthfully and honestly today that I know Chuck Norris. And if you had asked Chuck Norris before he passed, "Do you know John Williams?" he would have had to tell you, "No, I don't know him." And here's my point. I met him. We talked. And I was happy saying, "I had a conversation with Chuck Norris." But that didn't mean I knew him. And my point is that Zacchaeus just wanted to see Jesus, who he was. He had no determination, no idea, no anything about wanting to build a relationship with Jesus. I just want to see him. My question is today is that, are we satisfied with just saying, "I know Jesus. I know who he is. I've heard about him. I've read about him. I know all the Bible stories"? Or are we in the position that we were saying, "I just don't want to say I know him, but I want to build a relationship with him"? See, Zacchaeus, his only desire was to see Jesus, who he was. But Jesus had greater plans. Jesus had more in mind than just seeing me, shaking my hand, saying, "Well, I finally met Jesus. Now I know who he is." Jesus looked up and saw Zacchaeus. He said, "Come down out of that tree, because this day I want to abide in your house." Could the Lord be speaking to you and I to tell us to come out of the tree of observation? See, all Zacchaeus wanted to do was observe. Are we living a God life, a Christian life, to where all I want to do is observe? But Jesus told Zacchaeus, "I want to abide in your house." Not necessarily his physical house, his physical address, but he wanted to abide in this house. Now, I want to say to us today that Jesus wants to abide in every one of us. He wants every one of us that if we're still in that tree just observing, he's saying, "Come out the tree of observation, because this day I want to abide in your house." We say, "Well, Lord, I've been going to church a mighty long time. I know all about church. I know how church operates. I can tell you about the service. I don't have a written program. But I can tell you all about serving. Lord, I do this in the church and I do that." But Jesus is saying that all those things are good. But I want to build a relationship with you. I want to be so intimate with you to where you know everything about me, because I already know everything about you. There's nothing hid from him. Zacchaeus didn't have to confess, because Jesus already knew. And Jesus didn't have to tell him what he was doing, because Jesus already knew what he was doing. And Zacchaeus, when he got in the presence of Jesus, conviction came and he said, "Lord, this is what I know I need to do." He said that salvation has come to this man's house. And what God wants to do today is encourage us to really begin to seek him. We don't want to be stuck in a position to where we say, "Well, I'm just happy going to church. I'm just happy just working in the church." Because we have to realize that the things we do at church, coming to church, is important, vital, necessary. You see, everyone that's that's putting the service together today. People you don't even see. There's some in another room that you don't even see. But they're working, putting the service together today. And many of us sometimes, we can be very faithful and committed. But the Lord's saying, that's good. But here's my question, Jesus is saying that, but are you willing to take that extra step? Are you willing to come out of that tree? I've just wanted to see who I am. But are you willing to get to the point now to where you want to know who I am? Seeing who I am, who he is, and knowing who he is totally two different things. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to know him. Paul made this confession that I might know him in the fellowship of his suffering and in the power of his resurrection. I want to know everything about Jesus. Can we say this is where I am today? You might have said, well, you know, I've been just happy just, you know, hearing people talk about him. But Jesus, I want to get close to you. Now think about this. Me as a man felt it was a big thing to shake hands and to talk with another man. And I'm talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords told Nicodemus, come down because I want to spend time with you. Just think about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus, King of the heavens and the earth. He wants to spend time with every one of us. You might think, well, not me. I'm just a nobody. Jesus don't have those. He don't have anyone in that category. Nobody was born in that category as nothing and nobody. Every one of us has value to him. Every one of us is useful in his eyes. You say, I don't have nothing to give him. Give him yourself. And whatever talents is in you, God is able to take that and use it. And you might think it's nothing. Just think about it. Sometime in our city, sometime our trash collectors, and when I say the trash collectors, those picking up the weeds and stuff like that on the curb, sometimes it may take them a while before they come pick stuff up. Now, these are trash collectors. But everybody is looking for the trash collectors. When they're coming, we may think what they do is a small job. It doesn't mean anything. It's not important. But you let them go on strike. I think it was Chicago years ago. They found out what it would lack for the trash collectors, the garbage people that picked up garbage, to go on strike. Oh, they was begging for them. Where are they? Now, this same Jesus, you might think you're not important. But this same Jesus said, I want to take you. All I want to do is for you to seek me. Because if you seek me, you're going to find me. If you knock on that door, I'm going to answer. And I'm going to come in and sup with you. If you can understand, once again, how powerful Jesus is, the man that died on the cross for your sins and my sins, the man who gave his life up for you and I, this same Jesus want to talk to you. Oh, the president may not want to talk to you. The city governor, a mayor, or the governor of the state might not want to talk to you. You may even have some kin people who want to talk to you. Don't want to talk to you. But I'm talking about Jesus. What privilege it is knowing that he wants to come in and spend time with you. Are we willing to say, Lord, if you're willing to spend time with me, I want to spend time with you. If you love me that much, if you're that concerned about me, I want to spend time with you, Lord. We got to be like Zacchaeus. He was hungry, determined to see Jesus. She tell God today, Lord, I may have been a little lackadaisical. I may have been a little slack. But this day, Lord, I'm determined. I'm going to have a relationship with you. Lord, this day I'm going to have a determination to see you. And once I see you, then I want to build a loving, intimate relationship with you. And it's for every one of us. You might be saying, well, as I said earlier, you might already be on that foundation. But God is saying, okay, I still want to get a little closer to you. You might say, I've never given my life to the Lord. He's saying, well, this day, This day you can get on this sure foundation. This day you can get on a foundation that no matter what the winds and storms in life bring your way, you'll be able to stand. Because let me tell you something. Storms of life will appear. They're going to appear. It's a part of life. Problems will appear. But what makes the difference is that whether our lives is built upon a sure foundation or not, we just build upon what we think. We just want to get off the foundation and figure we just do it ourselves. So in this little time, we pray that the Lord has really just put a hunger, a stir in my spirit. Lord, you know, I really hadn't been seeking you like I should have. I really don't have a relationship with you. I know how to do things. But there's a difference between knowing how to do things and knowing him. How many of you today can say, I want to know him? I mean, I really want to know him. I don't want to just know about him. I don't want to just read about him. I don't just want to hear the preacher preach about him, but I want to know him. And there is a big difference between knowing him and just hearing about him. So we pray that this word message has been a blessing to you. I think Sister Lincoln, who am I supposed to turn it over to? She'll be, there she is. Okay. So you was waiting on me then. All right. So I pray this message has been a blessing to you. Appreciate God for your hearing today. And we pray that when we come back at the 11 o'clock service, that Lord just really have a word that's going on. Basically, I think what God is just having me to do, just to encourage the people to look to Jesus. Get our folks back on him. Because we're in the day that we need to. Amen? Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give him a praise. Amen.
Amen. What a wonderful word. Get our eyes back on Jesus. Amen. I hope that you were all blessed by that sermon. Of course, come back again for the 11 o'clock service where he'll be bringing another word for us. Of course, always remember to support the ministry. There's numerous ways on the screen that you can do that. We do have this book as well, Show Me Your Glory. It's for $10. So if anybody wanted to get that, we do have some copies still in the store. And we have Ignite Prayer this Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. So if you are able to, please come out and join us for that. And if you'll stand, I'll just go to the Lord and we'll be dismissed. Lord, we thank you so much for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. When Zacchaeus came out of that tree, Lord, and you entered into his house, he began to confess, Lord. And so right now, Lord, we ask that you would just search our hearts, that we would search our hearts and begin to confess those things that are holding us back from you, Lord. Let our hearts be convicted anytime that we are outside of your will. And Father, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done for us, Lord, and those things that you continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.